220 from the October 67 teacher supplement, The Mysterious Visitor. Reading. I first noticed the footprints one snowy morning when I set out for school. I opened the front door and there they were, leading right up to the step. I took a good look at them, trying to guess what had made them. They were the wrong shape for a cat or fox. They could not possibly be those of a rabbit. Its hind paws make a mark like the imprint of a slipper in the snow. This was similar to a bird's track, but it had definitely been made by an animal. All day I puzzled about it. At last I decided that it must have been a rat. What a pity it would be dark when I got home, otherwise I could have taken a closer look. However, my luck was in. We had a fresh fall of snow that night. In the morning, there on its white surface was a new line of tiny footprints. Eagerly I examined it. A rat would leave the marks of its paws and a faint furrow where it had trailed its long scaly tail. But I could see only footprints, no sign of a tail. What sort of animal could it be? I did not have long to wait for the answer to my puzzle. Next morning, I opened the door and came face to face with my mysterious visitor. There he sat on the garden wall. In his paws, he held a large piece of fruitcake stolen from the bird table. For a moment, he stared back at me, his bright dark eyes against his rich chestnut fur. Then he gave a twitch of his bright bushy tail and calmly went back to nibbling the sultanas out of his cake. After all, breakfast is much more important than a human being when you are a very hungry little red squirrel. And I speeded up so much for that that the first minute was actually at 2:40. I shouldn't laugh.